The Yarmut Bishlay Medumay Doilahu, that they notified one and the other. In other words, when Beis Shammai wanted to give a Kelim to Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel knows Beis Shammai Shidish. So if they did something that made the Kelim Tomei, they wouldn't give it to Beis Shammai. To Maidilu, they will explain to them first exactly what's going on. Is Mishamachila Nimnu. That's why they did not stop from borrowing the Kelim. But if you tell me no, they did not notify the other people what's going on. So it's good why Beis Shammai did not stop from borrowing Kelim from Beis Hillel. The Tumeis, the Beis Hillel, whatever Beis Hillel was usually a machmir to say, it's Tumei le Beis Shammai Tyrus. Beis Shammai was always a mekel. They said the Tyrus is Tor. So it was good why Beis Shammai borrowed Kelim from Beis Hillel. Because whatever is Torah according to Beis Hillel, for sure is Torah according to Beis Shammai. Ninu. El the other way is Shver. El Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai, lomala nimnu. How come Beis Hillel borrowed Kelim pots from Beis Shammai? Tahiros the Beis Shammai, that the Beis Shammai holds the thing is Torah, le Beis Hillel tameyas ninu. According to Beis Hillel, there should be Tomei. So how come Beis Hillel took pots and pins from Beis Shammai? El alav you have to answer the Maidoy Lehu. That before they borrow the pots and pins, Beis Shammai explained to Beis Hillel that if they know the halach is what Beis Hillel holds. So they told Beis Hillel, you should know this pot don't take, because according to us it's Torah, but according to you it's Tomei. So it's good why they explained one another. So mainly we have no raya anymore if they did or not. Could be they did do what they held. Shema Amina. So the Mara Mayilma the Hachmach, what's the bigger raya from Tumah v'Tayrus than in the case of the first case of Tzoros? I would have thought that Tzorah, maybe by Tzorah Serva, the reason why Beis Shammai Beis Hillel married into the Mishpach is, because even if Beis Shammai would not explain it, tell Beis Hillel, but a curl went out. Everybody knew about it. There was a curl when a brother died and had a Tzorah Serva, a curl went out. So Melo Beis Hillel themselves knew to stay away from Beis Shammai. Mashen came by Tumah V'Tayrus, maybe there the curl doesn't go out. It's not a bigger news. Nobody knows about it. So maybe there, Beis Shammai does not explain to Beis Hillel they would not be allowed to borrow. Kamashmula know that Beis Shammai explained to Beis Hillel exactly what went on. Kufa Amar Rebbe Leza. Afal pi shenechlo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'tzoros, even though it's a machlokes whether tzoros erva has yibum or not, abe moedim shein mamzer lemin sheyisuru yisra erva v'yonish koros. They're both moedim that when is a kid a mamzer, only if the parents are living together with an issa koros. There has to be at least that the wife is the lady is also to the man with a chiyuv koros. If it's only a chayv ilav, the kid is not a mamzer. Man moedim, who agrees to? Ilayim beis shammai beis hillel pshita. If beis shammai agrees to beis hillel pshita, but they chayv ilavin ksherim ninu. Beis shammai holds the what that you're supposed to make a mitzvah yibum. So beis hillel says no, don't do yibum, but let the yivama get married to somebody else. That's only a chayv ilavin pshita. The kid is not a mamzer. Elo who agrees to Elo Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is agreeing to Beis Shammai. So what? That the kid, even according to you, Beis Shammai, you're saying the brother could marry the Tzora. And we hold no, it's an erva, it's an eshafach. So the kid is the mamzer. For the Gemara, he gufa chai b'krisisi. That's gufa case that the kid is the mamzer. So what do you mean? They this place they argue, but other places they agree. What do you mean they argue here? There's not a machlokes. According to Beis Hillel, if the brother marries the Tzoros Erva, she's an Erva of an Eshesach, there's a Chi of Chorus, the kid should be a Mamzer. So here, Gufu, the kid's a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, Liyoylam, Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Really, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. So what does that mean? Even though over here, it's only Chai Vilavin, so the Chur Pshita, the kid is not a Mamzer, the Chedesh is only Afuka Meliab Kiva. He's going, killing us, that he does not hold like a Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yomar Rabbi Kiva Shita is, Yesh Mamzer Mechai Vilavin. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita always. That if the parents are living together with a chi of lav, a mamzeris that lives with another man, there's a lav to live with a mamzeris, the kid becomes a mamzer. Chai v'lav makes mamzerim. Kamash mulon, that's the chidishir, that Beis Shammai does not hold like a bekiva. Diyein mamzer mechai v'lav. So therefore Beis Shammai, even what Beis Hillel did, that Beis Hillel let the tzara get married to somebody else, so it's called the yivam l'shuk, which is over a lav, you should know, even though it's a chai vilavin, the kid is not a mamzer, because Beis Shammai does not hold the Rabbi Kiva Shita. Toshima, afal pi shenechlaku, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, b'tzoros u'v'achoyis. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off your dollar on the base in the middle of the Gemara, getting on top.
Toshima, afal pi shenechloku beshamu beshilul. Again, when the Miller bring in a proof, did they really do what they hold or didn't they do what they hold? So we're going to bring down a case of a lot of machlokes in between Beisham and Beisilu. Means even though they argued Beisham and Beisilu, but Tzorois, that's what we had in our Mishnah, the Tzorah of an Erevon, is there a mitzvah Yibim or not? Uba Yachoyos, the case is about the Mishnah, the next parak will have, about four brothers married, two of them married two sisters, that's what Bachoyos. There are two brothers married two sisters, and it's a big question about Yibim, it's a machlokes the next parak. Over get Yoshin, we have a get, an old get, that means the husband lived with his wife in between the Ksiv and the Nesinus Aget. Over Sofik Eshishish, there's a machlekes about a doubt whether the Isha is really an Eshishish or not. Rashi has a horichus, what the case is. One pshat is about a mien. The question is if the katana still has a right to make mien or not. It's machlekes. Over Megaris Eshishtoi Velini Imoi Bepundik, in a case where a person gives his wife a get. And then they found out that they lived together in the hotel together, in the room together. So the question is, do we say they had beer together and it makes a new kedushin or not? So machlokes beisham and beisilu. The kesev of a shova kesev is always a machlokes that beisilu holds. That's the kedushin. All you have to have is just a beisham holds. You have to have kesev or else a shova kesev. The pruta of a shova pruta. Beisilu holds to make kedushin always is only a pruta. The smallest amount you could have is a pruta. So even though there's a lot of machlokes between Beisham and Beisilil, still the Brisa says, Lo nimnu Beishamai melisa noshami Beisilil, they did not stop from intermarrying from Beishamai, took women from Beisilil, V'loi Beisilil me Beishamai. And Beisilil also married into the mishpachas of Beishamai. The Lamdecho to teach us, Shechiba v'reyes noigim zebezeh, that they have love and friends together. The Kayim Ashenema to Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, in Tzcharya, Ho emes v'hasholom ehavu. It's needed to have peace and shalom together. Emes and shalom together. So, that's what the Brisa says. Still the intermarried. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no, nimnu hein min havadai. They did not marry into a case where it was vadai and iser according to the other one. He said, Beishamai is also according to Beisilul, so Beisilul did not marry them. For lo nimnu min hasofik. But they didn't start from a sofik. So to have a minu stam, if it's a doubt, whether she's usher or not, in a case where you gave a get to your wife, and then they lived together, they were together in the same room, so it's only a doubt if they were Mekudish or not. So in the doubt, then they didn't stop intermarrying. Now Gemara says like this, if you want to tell me, Osui, that really Beishamai did the way they hold, and Beisil did the way they held, is Mishum Hochi Nimnu. That's why it's good, they stopped intermarrying a koponim by a suffix, they didn't marry one into the other. Because Beisham did the way they hold, and Beisil did the way they hold. Eli Yamr, but if you want to tell me, Loi also, no, Beisham did not do like Beisil, but rather Beisham gave in to Beisil, because they were the rave. Or else because of the Baskoil, so Bezoya Mainim, no, why did Beisil stop intermarrying into Beisham? Nuchur Beisham did not do what they held. But the more of a Tizbra, anyway, it's a kasha here. Nina midiyosu, what do you want to tell me that they did do? Then no, they did, and that's why they stopped. So bishleim beisilul nimnu mi beishamai. It's good why beisilul did not intermarry into beishamai to chai bekrisis ninu. Because according to Beis Hillel, what beishamai did made it a chai bekrisis. Because according to beishamai, they hold that tzoras erva has a mitzvah yibum. So the brother is allowed to be miyabim the tzora of the erva. According to Beis Hillel, that's an erva. There's a chai bekrisis. That the kid is a mamzer. So it's good why Beis Hillel did not intermarriage into the mishpachas of Beis Shammai, because there's a question, maybe the kids are mamzerim. Mamzerim hein, le Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, those kids are mamzerim. Ela Beis Shammai, but the other way is a shver. Ela Beis Shammai, amayim no me Beis Hillel. How come Beis Shammai stop marrying into the families of Beis Hillel? At most, what's the case? It's a tzaras erva. That according to Beis Shammai, she has a din yibum, and the brothers are supposed to be miyabna. According to Beis Hillel, there's no yibum, she's potter. So what does Beis Hillel let them do? They let the tzara of the erva get married to somebody else, which even according to Beis Shammai, it's only a chai v'lavin, that's all. It's only called the yivam l'shuk, it's only a chai v'lavin. So, b'nei chai v'lavin ninu. They're considered b'nei chai v'lavin. Uksherim ninu.
Even though the mother was the Yevama Leshuk, so true, she did an Aveira by getting married to somebody else, but it's only Chai V'Lavin, the kids are Ksherim, they're not Mamzerim. So why did Beis Hillel, why did Beis Shammai stop marrying into Beis Hillel's Meshpachis? So Marian says, Kad Yomer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Lo Nitzchu Elo Litzor Atzma. The question is, are they allowed to marry the Tzor itself? That was the question. Yisachi Nami here also, Nitzchu Elo Litzor Atzma. The Shaila was about marrying into the Tzor itself. Now that's what Beis Shammai stopped from Beis Hillel. They didn't marry the Tzor itself. Shasha Litzor Atzma, Hodiv Toni Nimnim Mitzor Atzma, Ulyolim Beis Shammai Nihid Nami Nimnoim Beis Hillel, Melisa Tzoras Abad Bloich Litzah. That's what it meant. That even though according to Beis Hillel, the Tzoras ever is Mutter, Beis Shammai would not marry her, because according to Beis Shammai, first they have to have Chalitza. So they made sure first it was Chalitza, then they would intermarry into the Tzorah. Now for the Mastam, Umayishino, Min Havadai, the Yisurihu, how come you say they didn't intermarriage into a Vada Issa? Because something that's Vada Yosa, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel wouldn't do? Says, so, Sofik Nami Isura. Sofik Nami Isuru. A Sofik Issa Diraisa, we have a doubt whether she's an Ashes Ish or not, also there's not intermarriage. Why by a Sofik didn't Beis Shammai stop or didn't Beis Hillel stop from intermarrying into Beis Hillel? A Sofik, a doubt is also Asa. So Gemara says, "Loy teme min hasofik." It doesn't mean that the intermarriage, even though there was a doubt, "Ela min hastam." It means min hastam. If they didn't hear the isha was asur, they intermarried. Why? To moidoy lehu. Because in any case there was a shaila visor, for sure Beis Shammai would notify Beis Hillel, or the opposite, or Porsche, and then they would not intermarriage. So min hastam, if they made a shidduch between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, for sure the pshat is that isha was kosher according to everybody. Because minastam, they would have been minastam. It's mashma, she's 100% kosher. Because if there would have been a doubt, that much they were noyig shalom v'reis between the two of them. That if there was a doubt iser from one to the other, they would for sure notify them, and they wouldn't make that shidduch. So it could be we're coming out now that they did do. It could be that they did do what they held. For the Gemara, my kamashma. So what's the chiddush then? The yav of v'reis noyigim zebazeh. Like we're saying now, they loved and were friendly one to another. So therefore, if they wanted to make a shidduch, they would make sure that she's kosher even according to the other party. Like even though Beis Shammai themselves hold the Tzoras Erev as mutter, but they know according to Beis Hillel that it's osur, so they would not let a Tzoras Erev marry into the mishpacha of Beis Hillel. They used to notify them to tell them, stay away from her, because she, according to you, is osur. So what's the chiddush then? That they were friendly one to another. For the Gemara Hainu Reisha, that was the first, that was the Tanakama, said that chiddush. L'chura, Reb Shimon is saying something else. So Gemara says, no, Hokam Ashman, this Bryce is telling us the whole thing, Hokam Ashmalon, to Kula Reb Shimon he. This whole Bryce goes according to Reb Shimon. That Avada Beis Shammai did do what they held, and that's why they stopped intermarrying Avadai, or any Issa they did not intermarry. I, what does it mean? Sofik they did. It means minastam. Like this, a regular shidduch that nobody said anything, it was okay, because if there was any doubt of Isser, for sure they would notify one the other. Toshima. So far we're coming out with Pshotim that Beis Shammai did do what they held. That's the Churud HaMaskona here. Most of the rayas are that Beis Shammai did do what they held. Even after the Baskel, still they hold their Mechada de Tfei, they were smarter than Beis Hillel, therefore they had a right to do what they held. Toshima, the Yom Rav Yechanan Ben Nuri, Hei Chalocha Zu Ravchas B'Yisrael. Yechanan Ben Nuri had a kasha in the Minigun Klal Yisrael. How could it be that Naso Kedivri Beis Shammai, the people that listen according to Beis Shammai, Havlad Mamzel Divri Beis Hillel? That kid is a Mamzel according to Beis Hillel. Because Beis Shammai holds a Tzoras Erva has a Mitzvah Yibam. Even though your brother was married to your daughter and had a second wife, when your brother dies, the second wife, you're allowed to be miyabim. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Now, according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah yibum. Therefore, if you live with her, you're living with an erev of an eshesach, which is chayv krisis, and the kid is a mamzer. So it's not right that the way Beis Shammai does, according to Beis Hillel, that kid is a mamzer. And the opposite, nasa kedivri Beis Hillel. If the people that do like Beis Hillel, that let the tzoras erev go free and get married to somebody else, Havlat Pogim L'Divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, there's a Chai V'Lavin involved. According to Beis Shammai, that lady has the mitzvah yibum. She's called the Yevamah Lashuk. There's a chai v'lav and not to get married. If she gets married to somebody else, the kid al koponim is pogan lakuna, that a kohen can't marry. If she's a girl, a kohen can't marry her. So it's not nice that she come out of Klai Yisrael that kids won't enter marriage. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to say, let's come together and make a takona. Let's make it that nothing will ever come out wrong. What will be the Yetzer? The Sakim Litzoroi